AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Volta Premier, Amenuveve, Lolonyo, and Kekeli FM. Get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. This morning, Auditor General, Size Controller and Accountant General, Bank of Ghana, Ghana Revenue Authority, and Minerals Commission for withholding royalties data on 53 billion cedis gold exports in 2023.
We drew their attention to the need to really factor in all the technicalities in getting the right information on the gold royalties and the rest. So, Ministry of Finance, GRA, and Bank of Ghana, we started the engagement.
We have details of this. Also, President Akufo-Addo allocates 200 million cedis for Jomoro Petroleum Hub project despite concerns over the 20,000-acre land acquisition.
I've instructed the Ministry of Finance to release as the first step towards the discharge of the liability for compensation some 200 million cedis.
We have details of that as well in business.
Bank of Ghana vows to continue with monetary tightening measures as it works to sustain cedis' recent recovery. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And calling out the 70-day long strike top of CETUC's National Council meeting agenda later today following satisfactory meeting with government yesterday.
So that by close of tomorrow, with the consultation with council, I think we'll do the needful.
These are all coming up with me, Mamie Sinya Miche Thompson. Stay for details. The Auditor General has cited the Controller and Accountant General, the Bank of Ghana, the Ghana Revenue Authority, and the Minerals Commission for failing to disclose the total royalties collected from gold exports in 2023. The Auditor General's audit of 9 gold mining companies revealed that these companies exported gold worth 53.1 billion cedis in 2023. Although the Controller and Accountant General reported 2.7 billion cedis as royalties, they, along with the Bank of Ghana, the Ghana Revenue Authority and Minerals Commission, have not provided data on the total exports and the correct taxes due. Assistant Controller and Accountant General for National Accounts, Dr. Mark Effort Adade, attempted to justify this discrepancy.
When it comes to accounting for gold, there are some technicalities involved to be able to get the figures right, including provisions. So when the auditors brought this observation, we acknowledge it. And the way forward is that to start establishing the systems and the rules of engagement with all the relevant parties to make sure we are able to get appropriate information on a timely basis for inclusion in the national account. So, Mr. Chairman, this for now is a work in progress.
Meanwhile, Acting Controller and Accountant General Kwesi Ejeh explained that the 32 million cedis shortfall in the 2023 budget allocation was due to depreciation.
We at Controller use the spot rate, the balance. We pick the figures from the balance sheet, from the bank statement. So the rate that conversion was done, that's the rate we use. But then the PIAC, you know, when the letters come from Ministry of Finance and we write to Bank of Ghana for the distribution, it takes time. So PIAC uses the rate that the authorization was sent to Bank of Ghana to do the distribution. But we at Controller will wait till after the accounts have been debited. Then we'll pick the spot rate at that time to do our computation. So I think that's where the discrepancy is coming from.
Yet Acting Controller and Accountant General Kwesi Ejeh at the Public Accounts Committee. Now, President Akufo-Addo has directed the Finance Minister to release 200 million cedis as part payment of compensation for land acquired for the first phase of the $12 billion Petroleum Hub project in Jomoro in the Western region. The project aims to boost Ghana's role in Africa's energy sector with a 300,000 barrels per day refinery, a petrochemical plant, and an extensive storage and port facilities. However, some members of the affected communities and the coalition of concerned in Zuma citizens are demanding a reduction in the 20,000-acre land acquired. Despite this, President Akufo-Addo, at a sword-cutting ceremony, stated that the land was willingly given up by the chiefs for the project.
To support the project, it is crucial to have a skilled workforce ready. I directed the Ministry of Energy and the board to ensure the training of some 200,000 skilled, semi-skilled and unskilled Ghanaians in preparation for the project takeoff, most of whom should come from the Jomoro enclave. I've observed the strong commitment of the chiefs and people of Jomoro in generously offering their land for the development and advancement of this important project. In recognition of their contribution and with deep appreciation, I've instructed the Ministry of Finance to release as the first step towards the discharge of the liability for compensation some 200 million CDs to commence the payment of land compensation to the affected communities.
And you have the President Akufo-Addo. Now, the National Executive Council of CETAC is set to meet today to decide whether to end the ongoing strike following productive discussions with government on Monday. The college teachers began their strike on June 14 in protest of government's failure to implement agreed-upon arbitral awards and improve conditions of service, which disrupted academic activities in all 46 colleges of education. CETAC's National Trustee Maxwell Bunu said members are satisfied with government's current offer, but the calling off of the strike lies with the National Executive Council.
I don't think, with my experience here, it would be prudent for CETAC to remain on strike. So, as we have indicated here, we would certainly go back and convey all the issues that have been discussed, approved of by the officials here, CETAC inclusive, so that by close of tomorrow, with the consultation with council, I think, will do the needful.
Meanwhile, the principals of the colleges of education are hopeful the teachers will soon return to their post. Dr. Samuel Adai Boating is general secretary.
Indeed, it's good news for us to have reached certain agreements today. And all of them, not even one, differed in opinion. All of them were of the opinion that, looking at how far we have come, they believe that when they report to their council, the strike could be called off tomorrow. In fact, they were very, very, very clear on that.
Now, the West African Examinations Council says it has uncovered a grant scheme by some schools to engage in mass cheating in the ongoing West African Senior School Certificate Examination, taking place in 1,000 centres across the country. According to WAEC, some candidates are paying as much as 500 Ghana cedis with the hope of receiving assistance from invigilators. Speaking to Joy News, Head of Public Affairs at WAEC, John Kapi, cautioned school heads and their collaborators to desist from the practice, or they'll be sanctioned accordingly.
So we have picked up intelligence from a number of places across the country for very obvious reasons. I wouldn't want to put that out for now because we wouldn't want them to cover their tracks. But we are very much aware that they are charging candidates between 200 and 500 Ghana cedis in some of the areas. Then also there are plans for the supervisors to use subject teachers to invigilate the subjects that they teach, you know, which is one of the provisions against our rules. We don't allow subject teachers to invigilate the subjects that they teach, you know.
John Kapi is Director of Public Affairs at WAEC. Now imagine a visually impaired student who relies on fishing for his upkeep. This is the reality of Emmanuel Noviame, a final year student at Adidome Senior High School. Despite some relief brought on by the free senior high school policy, Emmanuel's dream of higher education remains uncertain due to financial hurdles. Emmanuel Juvenu has more.
I am the robot of the life.
Emmanuel was first introduced to the new team by his friend, Foster Kudese, who is also visually impaired.
Now, I have a friend too in Adidome Senior High School who is a visually impaired. He has to go for fishing before he can come to school. If not, he, for instance, cannot attend university.
Emmanuel's story is a reminder of the barriers that exist for students with disabilities.
You know, in a university, there are lots of infrastructures that are not accessible, so sometimes you finding your way to lectures becomes difficult.
However, there is hope on the horizon, as the MPP's 2024 manifesto promises to introduce a scholarship for tertiary students with disabilities.
We will introduce a free tertiary scholarship for persons with disability.
Emmanuel Jivenu with that report, and I'm Amisi Nyamiche Thompson. That's it for the bulletin here on Joy 99.7. Up next is business on the Super Morning Show.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.